What will Samantha discover in the Department of Synergy? A surprise birthday party? Her birthday was like back in November. Way to show how good of a friend you are. I bet Samantha will remember your birthday. Find out this week on...
Okay, it's Wednesday. New day, new burger. You've got this. Look at all these beautiful gray cubicles and fluorescent lighting panels. Bland carpeting with the pattern that yells, "If you're looking at me, you've probably been day drinking." Yep, this is it. Looks like we've made it. Wait, where is everyone? Is anyone here? I just need to get a quick signature.
Yeah!
That sounds like an everyone sound! Okay, it sounds like it's coming from this room. It has meeting room written on it. I wonder if I should open this door or...
Yeah, open it!
Wait, are you talking to me?
No!
So should I just...
Yes, open it!
Holy shit, is that a giant mound of cocaine in the middle of this conference table?
Wait, are you talking about this pen?
No, I'm talking about the giant mound of...
Pens? There's not a giant amount of pens in this room. The only pen in this room is the one my partner in business and crime, Lloyd is holding.
Yeah, crime!
We're not even supposed to have a pen. Not since the last time we got one.
Wait, what happened the last time you guys had a pen?
Do you remember 9/11?
Wait, are you saying you caused 9/11 with a pen?
What? No. That's ridiculous. I was just making sure you haven't forgotten. You know, a lot of innocent American lives were lost that day.
And lots of great pens. Very sad.
Anyways, the last time we had a pen, I broke it, and Hank got ink all over his shirt. Had to throw it out, even.
It was a nice one!
Never forgot.
Okay. So I take it you're Lloyd, and that's Hank. Well, I'm...
Our new idea man!
Yeah! Be our new lead in this thought tank experiment collaborative. I can feel some good mojo flowing here. We've got some real moxie.
Whoa. One thing at a time. I'm just here to get some paperwork signed. You guys don't even know my name yet. And what exactly do you do? And also, where am I?
You're in the Department of Synergy, and we synergize!
New ideas. Free thought workflow. Corporate weekend retreats! Renegade dentistry!
We take the bureaucratic miasma that is slowly decaying everyone's soul with capitalism and find a way to give it a fun name!
Like Casual Friday!
Any word you've ever had to say to someone else to climb the corporate ladder that made you feel like you've sold your privates for dirty, dirty money? Well, we probably made that word.
Synergy may still be our finest work, but there have been quite a few more.
Ever cringe when you heard a mid-manager say the word touch point like it means something?
You're welcome.
Remember when the regional head came to your workplace and you said, "We're going to make this a benchmark day of productivity by being proactive," and had to fight every urge not to jump out of a window the second that sentence left your mouth? Buenos tardes, amigo. It was us all along causing that feeling of dread.
Also, I came up with that "Hang in there, baby" poster with the kitten hanging on a branch. My crowning achievement, if I do say so myself.
Wait, just how many of these corporate jargon words have you invented?
Give me a number!
I don't know, 69.
Haha, nice joke! Everyone knows 69 isn't a real number. But seriously, we've made thousands of these words. Maybe even hundreds of thousands. And we'll never stop!
And some people might say, "But wait, you guys, you aren't doing any sort of shadow puppet government string work, you're just making a bunch of social setting workplace buzzwords." Cute.
Very cute.
Too cute. Our corporate slang has subconsciously caused every orchestrated attack in Benghazi, 4 seasons of the sitcom Small Wonder to exist, and every misspelled name on a Starbucks cup to happen. Your caramel macchiato is ready, Bryden.
My god. You're both pure evil.
Coming up with the term for synergy was just a first step. Before we knew it, we were causing more and more havoc on the modern world, inventing the power lunch.
Having everyone's company's last core value bullet point read, "Most importantly, have fun!"
Coining the phrase, "Think outside of the box," when you have to do something very much inside the box.
Tyrosmizing! We even tried to find a way to harness synergy into a pure form and weaponize it.
What happened?
Have you ever heard of the little town Glubin Mountain in Massachusetts?
No, I haven't.
And you never will again!
Loving this I win, you win vibe we are creating together, Hank Bank. Now, we're thinking globally. Now, highest five, my main man. Hop on that swivel chair and lay it on me. Yeah! All right, let's snort as much of this mountain of cocaine as we can, throw around all of these office chairs and supplies until we break something real nice, and see if we can come up with a word for positivity in a late Friday meeting setting. If it catches on, we might just cause the next economical downfall, if we're so lucky.
I'm thinking we call the word Borgelization!
Oh, put that one in the hank bank, but it doesn't give me that feeling in my stomach that says, maybe I should have swallowed all of the pills this morning. Yeah. Let's grab a few chairs, my good buddy.
Wait. Before you guys get all coked out of your minds and possibly cause the slow collapse of the modern world one morning huddle at a time, can you please just sign this petition and I can get out of here?
Petition for what?
Well, there's this guy in the bathroom with that bird nose.
Oh, bathroom priest. He's helped us through some tough times.
He taught us all turds go to heaven.
Hand that over real quick.
Haha, all signed.
Now, if you don't mind, we're going to keep snorting until we hit Space Mountain. Also, if you're not out of this office by the time we finish, there's a good chance Hank might try to eat your face. You get him high enough and put a pen in his hand, well, he usually thinks he can do anything. Usually, though, it's just trying to eat an intern's face.
Oh, maybe that's why they took the pen away as well. That and the shirt, of course.
R.I.P. Hank's shirt. You are too beautiful for this world.
I am just going to leave now.
Yeah, you like the type who likes to keep her face on her face. Pleasure doing business with you.
No pleasure in any way. I feel like I need to nap for 3 days now. Oh god, I can feel borgelization tainting my soul already.
Whatever, newbie. Just close the door on the way out. We got some coked up office smashing to do.
Be the change you want to see! Dance like no one's singing!
Shoot at the moon!
Mouse furniture!
Good lord. I need to find the closest biomorphic lust tube and get out of here. Two signatures down, 67 more to go. Hang in there, baby.
Next time on Clerk and Dagger.
Who fixed this copier?
I spent all week breaking that!
What the hell was that?
Did you hear that too?
Wow, this is some real good shit, Ducky.
Quack, quack. Quack.
This has been Clerk and Dagger, Episode 3, The Department of Synergy, or Wednesday. Clerk and Dagger is produced by Machine Culture, created by Richard Kniazuk, written by Brandon Kirkman, directed by Kelly Opalko, recorded at Big Dumb Studios, editing and sound design by Luke Griskoviak. Caitlin Chekarovsky as Samantha Newberg, Jesse Nicholas as Hank, Tyler Babcock as Lloyd. Rudy Schultz as Duck. Visit us at machineculture.com. And remember, I've got my third eye on you.